You are listening to a special edition Place to Be Nation Pop Pod Blast. Nick Duke goes to the Star Wars Marathon.
Episode 8, Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi.
Place to Be Nation Pop. Nick Duke back with you again. That sound you may hear in the background is a giant fountain. That's right, an outdoor water fountain. I have lived to see the outdoors again. It is 9:21 in the morning on Thursday, December 19th. I have been mostly awake for 29 hours now, roughly 29, a little over 29 hours since 4 a.m. On Wednesday. In full disclosure, just got out of Return of the Jedi, which is, as I have been saying or hinting about, it is my favorite Star Wars movie, but my body completely failed me, and I nodded off a couple times during that, so I'm not proud of it, but sometimes your body just takes over and does things you have to do. Some random observations that have nothing to do with the movie at this point, because this is where my head's at. The number one thing I missed the most during this experience, high-quality toilet paper. You really can't put a price on high-quality toilet paper, especially when you've been eating the diet of a malnourished four-year-old for the better part of 30 hours, and your colon and digestive system are not responding well to that. So yeah, looking forward to getting back home where the Charmin rolls freely. Second of all, during the night, they turned off the... In the theater, you know, when you're out in the concourses and the hallways and stuff, there's that, you know, always have the radio station that's playing. They turned that off last night, which was welcome, because now it's on again, and I don't know who or what a Bebe Rexha is, but I'm pretty sure that sounds like a Star Wars character just by itself. And they sure talked about her a lot, so good for her, I guess. She's blowing up in the world. Other than that, I feel like death warmed over. My stomach is cramping from the terrible diet. My mouth is like, I don't even know how to describe it. I think all the salt from the popcorn has like dried out my mouth in a permanent state. Soda tastes disgusting to me right now, so I gotta figure out what I'm gonna drink here. I gotta get something while I'm outside. I have eaten two giant bags of sour Airhead bites to help me stay awake, and so my teeth feel like I've just been pouring hydrochloric acid onto them. I have like this real gritty feeling. It's not good, not a good state. And then, like, my head hurts, my vision's blurry, like, all the classic signs of, like, major sleep deprivation. And yet, still roughly 10 hours to go. In full disclosure, I might sleep through part of Force Awakens, because I've seen it a ton, I've seen it recently, and I've not seen it as much as Last Jedi, which I kind of want to watch again with fresh eyes, or somewhat fresh eyes, before going into Rise of Skywalker. But we have a little break here of about 40 minutes. I'm going to run over to the Starbucks, get some caffeine in me, maybe a little protein as well, something with actual meat in it. Return of the Jedi. For the parts, I was awake for most of the movie, you know, fell asleep a couple times, but God, I love that movie. And I love that movie predominantly because I think what I've come to realize is for most people, they have not necessarily a character that you empathize with or a character that you feel for, but you do have a favorite character that you like to see influence events in the Star Wars universe, just somebody who you find interesting. And for me, it's always been Emperor Palpatine, and Return of the Jedi is really his movie. It's his movie, and it's Luke and Vader's movie. And those scenes on the Death Star with him trying to tempt Luke to turn to the dark side, and kind of the triangle that's being played out there, has just always been fascinating to me. And to me, that movie does so well what's very difficult to do. It brings home the trilogy with a very satisfying close. Empire Strikes Back's an outstanding movie, no doubt about it. But it's really easy to do a cliffhanger. I mean, they're not easy, but it's easier to do a cliffhanger. It's a lot harder to pay that off in satisfying fashion. And for me, Return of the Jedi does that. So, yeah, Return of the Jedi, I love it. The opening sequence of Jabba's Palace still is amazing. The assault on the second Death Star is great. And yes, the Ewoks are great. Todd, I'm not backing down off of it. Wicket the Ewok, he's outstanding. So good stuff all around. Love the hell out of the movie still. Even if I do feel like my fandom is trying to murder me today. So, like I said, got a little break now. We'll be going into Force Awakens. We'll see how much of that I'm awake and alert for. And we'll be checking back in with you after that. So, in the meantime, stay tuned and may the Force be with you.